This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Buckle up, listeners, because today's deep dive is going to get loud. We're talking neighbor wars, noise complaints, and, well, let's just say things get a little out of hand.
Oh, yeah, those neighbor disputes can get messy. We've all been there, right? That feeling when you're just trying to enjoy your space.
And then, bam, someone decides 7 a.m. is the perfect time to start a landscaping project.
Exactly. It's a classic clash of this is my property, I can do what I want, versus
can you please keep it down? I'm trying to sleep, meditate, maintain a shred of sanity over here.
And those situations, they can escalate quickly. Before you know it, you've got passive aggressive notes, strategically placed sprinklers.
Or in the case of today's story, a full blown noise war complete with some interesting pranks.
Oh, this I've got to hear.
Let's dive in. So our story comes from a listener. We'll call her Sarah. Imagine this. Sarah, brand new house in the countryside, idyllic, peaceful, perfect for raising her newborn.
Sounds pretty dreamy so far.
Right. Total peace and quiet, birds chirping, that kind of thing. Except there's one small problem. Actually, it wasn't that small. It was pretty loud. It was a neighbor. Let's call him Dave.
Ah, Dave. What did Dave do?
Dave, he was a bit of a car enthusiast. Now, I appreciate a good engine as much as the next person, but Dave took his love to another level. We're talking two high-powered sports cars revving their engines every single morning, and not just a quick rumble. I'm talking minutes of this. And get this, at 5:45 a.m.
5:45? That's brutal.
Right. Especially when you're dealing with a newborn and sleep is, like, a distant memory.
Mm-hmm.
So, naturally, Sarah tried to be reasonable. She went over, talked to Dave, explained the situation as politely as possible.
How'd that go?
About as well as you'd expect. Let's just say Dave wasn't interested in compromising his morning routine.
Mm.
In fact, rumor has it, he actually started revving the engines louder after that.
Oh, that's just adding fuel to the fire. Literally.
Totally. And that's where things start to get interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because Sarah, bless her heart, decided she wasn't going to just take it. This is where the pranks come in.
Oh, this is my favorite part, the pranks.
It started small, a strongly worded anonymous note left on Dave's windshield.
Hmm.
You know, the think of the children type of plea.
The classic anonymous note. It's practically a rite of passage in neighborhood disputes.
Right. And just as effective, which is to say, not at all. If anything, it seemed to make Dave double down on the revving, like he was trying to prove a point.
It's all about control, isn't it? When we feel like our territory is being challenged,
we tend to roar back even louder.
Precisely. So what did Sarah do next? I mean, you can't just leave a guy like Dave unanswered in a noise war.
Oh, she didn't. Sarah was just getting started. So remember those tiny pebbles I mentioned earlier?
Oh yeah, this is where it gets good.
Let's just say Dave's driveway became, well, very familiar with them.
A little symphony of tire torture.
Composed by yours truly, Sarah. But the prank that cemented her place in like the suburban prankster hall of fame.
Okay.
Involved a dollar store alarm clock.
Oh no.
And a whole lot of stealth.
All right, you gotta tell me more about this alarm clock incident.
So picture this. It's the dead of night. Sarah, cloaked in darkness, creeping towards Dave's pride and joy. His car.
Oh, boy.
She plants the alarm clock, set for, you guessed it, 3 a.m., right under his driver's seat.
No way.
Ages, right.
I'm picturing this whole thing like it's a tennis match, but instead of tennis balls, they're lobbing.
Passive-aggressive grenades.
Passive-aggressive grenades, exactly.
At each other over the fence. And as with any good match, there's always a turning point.
Oh, here it comes.
Dave, maybe realizing he was dealing with a worthy adversary, decided to up the ante. He figured out it was Sarah. And from there, the battle escalated from subtle digs to like full on warfare. We're talking an air horn strategically placed at Sarah's bedroom window in the middle of the night, the mailbox stuffed with packing peanuts, her car mysteriously soaked by the sprinkler system.
It's amazing how these things, how quickly they can just spiral from like minor annoyances into like this tit for tat exchange of like increasingly outlandish acts.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And in the heat of the moment, I think Sarah might have gotten a little carried away.
Oh no, how so?
One day, armed with nothing but a roll of double-sided tape.
Double-sided tape, okay.
She snuck over to Dave's car, ready to strike.
What was the plan? What was she going to do? Like, turn his car into a mobile art installation using whatever debris happened to stick to it?
Close. It involved the underside of his car doors. Mm-hmm. But before she could, you know, unleash her sticky vengeance.
Oh, no.
She was caught.
Busted.
Red-handed. Yeah. By none other than Dave's mom.
Oh, you never want to get busted by the mom. That's like getting detention from the principal when you thought you were just dealing with a playground bully.
Right. Talk about adding fuel to the fire.
Yeah.
And Dave, never one to miss an opportunity for retaliation, he decided to make things personal.
Oh, boy. How so?
He left a greasy car part on Sarah's doorstep with a note. I know what you did. You want a noise war. Bring it on.
Ooh, it's not even about the noise anymore at this point, is it? It's about ego. It's about proving a point.
And about sending a message, which Dave did.
Oh, man.
Loud and clear.
What did he do?
A few nights later, it was 2 a.m., and Sarah was jolted awake by a sound that I think sent chills down her spine. It wasn't another car alarm. It was the unmistakable, blood-curdling sound of a chainsaw.
A chainsaw.
Revving in her direction. Dave was standing in his driveway, just bathed in this eerie glow of his porch light, revving this chainsaw like some kind of deranged horror movie villain.
You know, it's funny how, like, a chainsaw, it's just a tool, right? But in that context, it becomes something else entirely.
Well, talk about sending a message. It was like something out of like a suburban thriller flick. This was Sarah's actual life.
And I imagine at that moment, it kind of stopped feeling like a game, you know?
Completely. This wasn't about like funny noises or petty revenge anymore. This was about fear, intimidation, like a chilling realization that things had gone like way too far.
It's often in those moments of like extreme escalation that we kind of get a glimpse of something darker, something that makes us question like the whole nature of the conflict.
And for Sarah, that chainsaw in the dead of night, it was her wake-up call.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
It made her realize that sometimes the only way to win a war is to end it, even if it means waving the white flag.
It takes a certain kind of strength to choose, you know, peace over continued conflict, even wow. When you feel justified in your anger.
Absolutely. So what did Sarah do? She did the unexpected. She marched over to Dave's house, ready to face the music, chainsaw and all.
That must have taken some serious guts.
Oh, without a doubt. But here's where Dave surprises us again. There's no gloating. There's no I told you so. Just a simple agreement.
Huh.
A truce.
It's funny how these conflicts often end, isn't it? After all that back and forth, all that escalation, you know, a simple conversation can sometimes cut through the noise.
It really is. Though I do wonder if that conversation, had they had it months earlier, might have saved them a whole lot of trouble and a whole lot of packing peanuts.
You and me both. Yeah. But that's often the lesson we learn, isn't it? That communication, even when it's difficult, even when it feels like surrendering, is often the most powerful tool we have. So true. But here's the thing about this whole story, the detail that really stuck with me. Even with the truce, Dave's car was still a 5.45 a.m. fixture, a little quieter, perhaps a little less aggressive with the revving, but still there.
It's a reminder, I think, that there isn't always a perfect solution, a clear winner or loser in these situations. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's about finding a way to coexist, even with those lingering annoyances, those reminders of past battles.
And sometimes it's about learning to find peace within ourselves, even amidst the chaos of shared living spaces. Sarah's story might sound extreme, but it's a reminder that we've all experienced that frustration, that urge to fight back against noise pollution.
It's a universal experience, this clash between our desire for peace and quiet and the reality of living in close proximity to other humans, each with their own rhythms and routines. Exactly. So to our listeners here, if you're out there listening, we applaud your ingenuity, your tenacity, and ultimately your wisdom in choosing peace. And to all our listeners, the next time you find yourself facing a noise-related standoff, remember, sometimes the bravest thing you can do is to simply close your windows, put on some noise-canceling headphones, and remember, it's just noise.
Unless it's a chainsaw at 2 a.m.
Right.
In which case, maybe call the local authorities.
Solid advice. This has been a wild ride, folks, but that's the beauty of a deep dive, isn't it?
Yeah.
You never know what you'll uncover. Until next time, happy listening.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.